Welcome to my podcast, Jack to the Future. From science and inventions to pollution and recycling, I talk about what's changing in the world, the future, and how we can help with that. Every month I'll talk about a different future theme. For example, the future of science, tech, sustainability, reading, music, and all sorts of other ones. The future of everything. Did you know? You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Jed to the Future and on YouTube as Jack to the Future. Follow me to get behind the scenes info, access to the previews about my next episodes, and much, much more. This week's episode is a bit different. We won't have an interview this time. Sadly, the person we were going to interview couldn't make it. So instead, I have a mini episode for you about something that's happening right now. But first, a poem about my podcast. Looking ahead, what do we see? A world of possibility. The future's vast, it's ours to shape. Let's explore and innovate. Jack's on a mission to find out what's next, to boldly explore and uncover the best. From flying cars to robots and everything in between, Jack's going into the future to see what's yet to be seen. From the past to the present, you'll see the changes ahead. What could they be? With guests and experts who will learn and journey forward no concern. With each new adventure, the future unfolds, and with Jack to the future never gets old. Hope you liked it. What if I told you that a computer wrote that? Impressive, right? I've done a previous episode on robots, and it's very closely related, but today's episode will be about the future of artificial intelligence, AI for short. AI is already used in all kinds of things we use every day, like smartphones, video games, and even the internet. It's being used in really important areas like healthcare, climate change, and transportation. But newsflash, guess what? AI just got even more intelligent. You may have heard about the AI computer program ChatGPT. AI is a type of computer program that can do things that normally require human intelligence, like learning, problem solving, and decision making. It's like having a really clever robot that can do all kinds of things for us. ChatGPT can answer questions and have conversations with people. It's kind of like a clever robot that you can talk to through a computer or a phone. And how does AI work? Well, it all starts with data. Just like how we learn by seeing, hearing, and experiencing things, AI learns from data that is fed into it. This data can be pictures, sounds, or writing, and the AI uses it to find patterns and make predictions. ChatGPT was created by some really clever people who taught it a lot of things so it can help us answer questions about almost anything, like math problems, science questions, or even what your favourite colour is. You can ask ChatGPT anything you want and it will try its best to give you a good answer. It's like having a really clever friend you can talk to whenever you want and it's always happy to help when you learn something new. Wow! And you know, that's even more impressive. It works! In fact, that whole description I just gave you, ChatGPT wrote it for me. The poem, ChatGPT wrote it for me. Mind blown. To show you some of what it's capable of, I actually asked ChatGPT to write a story about me and my podcast. So let's see what you think. It's really accurate, and I hope that some of it that hasn't already happened does. I only typed into ChatGPT a few words. Story about a 9-year-old who started his own podcast about the future. And this is what it said, which did make me laugh. That sounds like a fantastic idea for a podcast, Jack. Why, thank you very much, ChatGPT. Here we go. Enjoy. Once upon a time, there was a curious and creative 9-year-old boy named Jack, who loved to dream about the future. Jack was always thinking about what the world might look like in 10, 20, or even 50 years from now. He read books and articles about futuristic technology, watched documentaries about space exploration, and always kept an eye on the latest scientific discoveries. One day, Jack had an idea. He wanted to share his passion for the future with others, so he had decided to start up his own podcast. Jack named his podcast Jack to the Future, and started recording episodes in his bedroom, using a microphone and some recording software. He reached out to scientists, engineers, and other experts to interview them about their work, and what they thought the future might hold. Jack was amazed by the ideas and insights he gained from his guests and loved sharing them with his listeners. As Jack's podcast grew in popularity, he started receiving emails from people all around the world. Kids his age, as well as adults, were excited about his podcast and wanted to learn more about the future. Jack felt proud and happy that he was inspiring others to think about what was yet to come. Over time, Jack became a well-known figure in the world of science and technology, He was invited to speak at conferences and events, and even had the chance to meet some of his favourite scientists and astronauts. Jack continued to produce his podcast, and every podcast was filled with fascinating conversations about the future. Years later, Jack looked back on his journey with gratitude. He never would have imagined that his love for the future would take him on such an amazing adventure. Jack's passion had inspired not only himself, but also many others to stay curious and dream big. And for Jack, that was the most fulfilling part of it all. Wow, that's even better than I could have done. What was even nicer is that ChatGPT have tried to incorporate a human element, and at the end of the script, it said, "Good luck to the 9-year-old host. I think it's great that exploring his interests and sharing them with the world. I hope you and your listeners enjoy exploring the fascinating world of AI. Again, thank you very much." So, there you have it. If you haven't already checked out, I recommend you take a look. Head to AI.com. No partnership or advertising here, just in pure awe of what AI is capable of. This potentially opens the doors to a huge range of possibilities. We've tried out with all sorts of requests and it's pretty good. In terms of podcasting, it may also make people more confident to start recording if they can use it to support their own ideas. I don't think it should be used as a replacement for people's creativity, as no computer can replace that, but it's certainly a development that would be really handy in lots of different areas. So that's all we have time for today. Hopefully I'll be back in my normal interview format next month. Thanks for joining me on this mini journey into the world of AI. I can't wait to explore the amazing things we can learn and do with this incredible technology. I'll leave you with this. You know where from. Step into the future with me, Jack to the Future, and uncover the endless possibilities of tomorrow. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Jack to the Future.